T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. What a great week it's been. A little hot, but don't forget, don't lose sight that it is summer, and another month or two we'll be complaining about the cold. First blizzard in late September, my prediction. You can take it to the bank. The Good Life is about food, wine, and fun. Today is a little different. There's some indirect ties, cutting boards for the kitchen. That's an indirect tie. Kent Burnett's in the studio with some beautiful craftsmanship and wood design in cutting boards and jewelry box and music box. And I just posted at Guy Bauer on Facebook, and there's some pictures at goodlifeguy.com of some of his woodwork. You want to go look at that while we're talking. Later in the program, we'll talk to Marty Johnson and Tricia Holmes. Marty Johnson, of course, from Johnson's Garden Center. He's doing a great thing for the kids next Saturday at the Kansas Grown Farmers Market, and Trish was behind putting some of that together, and of course, she'll be out there with Holmes-made sauces. I got a wine of the week that'll knock your little socks off on a hot day like this. It's from a producer called Sea Monster. I can tell you more about that later, but most importantly, the wine is their eclectic white. And you go, eclectic? What the? How about 36% Viognier, 26% Albarino, 26% Grenache Blanc, and 12% Gewurz? I can't wait to try it. I've not had it yet. That'll be fun. So stay tuned. Let's talk about this woodwork first. Let me introduce my guest, Kent Burnett. Kent, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much, Guy. Appreciate it. Thank you for the invitation, and thank you for your service to the country.
Oh, well, thank you. Let's talk about you, because if you go to kentburnett.com, you can see a little bit about you, but then you sent me some things about your background, and photography was kind of a big part of your earlier work life?
About 30 years worth.
That's a big
part. I grew
up
on a farm, and moving from the farm life to the photography world, going to college in New York, that was a mind-bending experience, as you can imagine. If nothing else, all the snow that they have up there.
Holy.
So I did that for a long time and basically got burned out. I've done a number of other things back and forth through the years. And here's about 8 months ago, my niece's husband is a wonderful, wonderful chef. And that was totally mind-bending to me. I'd never been around a man that cooked. Never. And he was so good with the foods, and he knew so much about the wines, and he did things with so much passion, and it was amazing to me. Then I also heard few months later that he bought a cutting board at Bradley Fair when they had their art show. And I took a look at it, and I said, well, that's no great shakes. So I went online and did some checking to see what people do. I found some incredible work being done over in Europe. Two people in particular, one in Russia and one in Slovenia. And I got some ideas from them, showed them to friends of mine, one, my brother and his wife, and then my a man I used to work for for advertising. He was an art director for many years I worked for. And everybody hit, and hit hard. So I started constructing. I made a lot of big sticks into little sticks and made mistakes like anybody else, cutting everything, getting things prepared. But I stuck it out, made my first one, kept doing it, kept getting better, started showing them around. People were taken by them more than I even dreamed they would be. And then here, my really first public outing was back in June, I believe, at the Hutchinson Art Fair. I'm from Arlington, between Hutch and Pratt. So I went to the Hutchinson Art Fair. at the urging of my friend in advertising. Never been to an art fair. Never. Never have even entered in one. So paid a small fee, entered. I took 11 boards in. I sold 5 of the best and then also won 3rd place in the whole art fair competition, which I wasn't even expecting. I didn't even know there was a competition. So that was a pretty nice little start right there, and I'll take it. I contacted you to show what I've been doing because I've always enjoyed listening to your show when I travel. It's so relaxing and has so many different things, elements to it that I'm not used to or to be around or see or hear. So I thought, okay, he's a little off the wall, and goodness knows I am way off the wall. I thought, hey, this might work together.
Absolutely. When I look at this, I expected you've been doing this for years. You failed to mention the fact that you have done some of the most magnificent drone videos as a drone aviator. Especially, I really enjoyed the one with the model rocketry. That was so cool. But really, you made some money doing it for real estate agents.
Mainly Cindy Carnahan in town. And it was a great working relationship.
Yeah, and that's a great thing.
It is a great thing.
And all of this stuff is artistic, and you got to have an outlet. So photography gives way to this woodworking, and only 8 months, I'm blown away. This is something that, you can see these, and I mentioned Northern Italy because I've spent time there, and they actually make wall-hanging portraits of villages and churches out of thin wood pieces cut to fit, and that's cool. And they also make cutting boards. None of them as intricate and as complex as what you have here. And folks, again, I encourage you, if you just joined in, Kent Burnett has done some magnificent work. These cutting boards are available to purchase at kentburnett.com. There's links at goodlifeguy.com, and I have some pictures there as well. And find Guy Bauer on Facebook. I just posted some pictures from here in the studio. Kent, let's go back to the first starting here. Obviously, the types of wood you use, it's anything, you know, whether you're painting in oils or watercolors or sculpting, the basic products that you start with are really important for success in the end.
Absolutely, because in making these boards, you have to think both in tonality, light, medium, and dark, and then colored accents. And I brought along some samples today to show you the basic woods I work in. I work with walnut, maple, cherry, also African padauk, purple heart, and sapele. The purple heart and sapele, purple heart is from South America, excuse me. Sapele and African padauk is from West Africa. And
where do you get them?
There's online you can order beautiful woods.
Okay.
They're very carefully cultivated and protected, so they are not over-harvested across the world. So that's a good thing to know, that these products will be here tomorrow. You know, there's always going to be problems, but for the most part, things are pretty well controlled. And I suppose that also increases the price, but
And I would think just of the quality of the wood, and most all of it, just looking at the ends here, these are pretty dense woods, pretty hard wood.
This purple heart is so hard, the oil hardly soaks into it. And when you're using a sharp blade to cut on these, such as when I cut on a table saw, the edges can be so sharp, I'll be cutting my hands on just the edges of
the wood.
It's
yeah.
so hard, so sharp, and it hurts.
believe me, with Mark Hutton's help and in his wood shop, we built my wine cellar,
mm-hmm.
and we use premium grade oak,
mm-hmm.
and cutting the little, you know, 1 inch or 3/4 inch by 3/4 inch strips that would support bottles.
Right.
I had to double plane each side of those 4 pieces in 4-foot lengths, and then cut them into 1-foot lengths, and I got cut up all the time.
Oh, and you get splinters, especially from oak, is notorious for splinters.
Yeah.
I always say I make big boards into little boards, and that is especially true on my first piece I made.
Okay, so, I'm still trying to digest the fact that you didn't start this till this year, 8 months ago.
I I'm a farm kid. I grew up on a farm, family farm. My brother and dad did the main farming. I was helped as much as I could. But I learned so much in the way of common sense. We didn't work in woods. We worked in metals then, being farmers. I went away, college, did my thing, photography for a lot of years. And it was about 2003, I believe it was, I started fiddling with a little bit of woodworking because of the skills I learned in fabricating and for some aerospace component companies and doing composite engineering, making carbon fiber panels and tubes and things like that for specific applications. And truthfully, there's a lot of carryover between that and woodworking. You have a lot of the same tools. You have to be very controlled in your environment that you control the air so you don't breathe icky stuff. So I have heavy-duty vacuum equipment. Yeah. So back in 2003, I started making these jewelry boxes, specifically the heart-shaped one in particular. And I wasn't very good, and I wouldn't want to show what my first ones were, but I did those, and they've done well. And then I got into the aerial drone work. I thought that was going to go real well, and it did for several years. But then I had to do something else. I thought, okay, let's try this. And that's what I got into, and it just seems like everything's been dovetailing together, woodworking term, yeah. Dovetailing together. And by my common sense and use of my hands, the use of tools on the farm, the experience I learned from working in rounds and strange shapes in my aerospace work I did, and then the composite manufacturing, I had all the tools, I have the facility, so I just slid right into it.
Okay, when you were working in the aerospace business with composites, you have plans and dies and you know, jigs, whatever, to make these things as accurate as required for the end user. With this, this is an artistic issue.
Yeah.
So when you do these, and folks, I'm going to try and paint you a picture of what this looks like. The board that we're talking about on top here is just a, what's that, about 14 inch by 14 inch, more or less?
Close enough. Inch and a half.
And you called this one squares.
Just squares.
Okay, so when you started to make this board, do you sit down and draw? Do you make a plan?
There were some basic plans online I found. This design was roughly put out by a gentleman in Russia, and it seems like the Europeans are the ones that are really pushing the envelope in unique designs such as this. So I took his general concepts, and I made them my own, as one should. And I, like I said, I started out, I made a lot of big sticks into little sticks, and I've got a lot of scrap left over because of it, because of problems. But I've stuck with it, and I've gone to other designs and other artists and making their concepts into my own, too.
Well, let's talk a little bit about these squares. So you cut these pieces of wood out. Obviously, they need to be glued together.
Okay.
Obviously, you have a planer.
Right. Basically, the way in talking about one board in particular, I call it collapsing center. It's made of two woods, light and dark, walnut and maple, light and dark. I start out by making up one panel of boards, gluing them together, planing them of walnut. That's panel one. I make panel two out of maple, plane it all up, get it all glued together. Then, let's say that panel is 1 foot by 1 foot wide by 2 feet long by 1 inch thick. So I cut off 2 inch strips cross grain across those panels on both of them, so I have a bunch of long strips that are 1 foot wide, 1 foot wide, 2 inches tall, one inch deep. So I have lots of light darks. I take one of each and I alternate them and I put them together in another panel. I make two panels, excuse me. That one, panel A is dark, light, and panel B is light, dark, with the maple and walnut. After those are all glued up and cured and planed again, I slice cross grain again in different thicknesses, like what you see here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here's board. This came off of panel B, panel A, panel B, panel A. Dark light, dark light, and then light dark. I cut off slivers in different thicknesses of from each panel across to end up like that.
Oh, man.
So, because I have panel B was dark light, dark light, dark light, I cut off pieces that are various thicknesses from 38 millimeter down to 3 millimeter thicknesses.
Yeah.
And then I do the same for panel A. Take those slivers and put them together in proper orders, descending orders towards the center so they get smaller towards the center. And the net result is we have a collapsing center board utilizing two woods.
Look at that. I mean, it's at first glance, it's kind of psychedelic or three-dimensional.
Right. A lot of these concepts are called 3D boards.
Yeah. It's just gorgeous. And then it's so well finished. And this is, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about how you use these boards, how you can get some. They're cutting boards that you could hang on a wall and be proud of your artwork. Or you could slab a hunk of beef on there and slice it. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it, but we'll see. I'm Guy Barrett. It's a Good Life. Kent Burnett's in the studio. A little bit later, Marty Johnson and Trish Holmes join us to talk about the Kansas-grown farmer's market next week, the 28th. It's going to be Tomato Day. It's always a big day, and Marty's doing something really special for the kiddos next Saturday. Don't forget, we got a wine of the week coming up, too. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.